brews. As the fight against illicit brews intensifies in the country, Kiambu Women Representative Anne Wamaratha has launched an ambitious program targeting to save the area boy child from killer brews through working closely with women leaders in the area. The program seeks to equip the women with counseling skills to help get the youth out of the killer brews, as well as empower them to be able to report brewers and drug peddlers to authorities so that action can be taken. During a three-day training program on mental health held in Thika Town today, Wamaratha said the new strategy came out of an intense research and statistics from the Directorate of Criminal Investigations and other non-governmental organizations, which put the county as leading in cases of mental health, murder, suicide, incest and rape, among other vices. She said women are the best suited in matters of rescuing the boy child, as they are the positive role models, who can guide, inspire and impart life to the boy child, whom she referred to as being neglected. Through these skills, they will help the boy child navigate the challenges and instill a sense of responsibility and foster a commitment to community and nation building, Wamaratha said. This comes as women leaders in the county continue to call on the government not to relent in the fight, saying the ongoing crackdown on illicit brews and drug substances will address the rising cases of mental health in the county. They said the brews have wreaked havoc in the communities through deaths, ailments, depression and addiction, a threat to future generations. The women in attendance, led by Anne Nyambura Mwangi, a Maindelio ya Wanawake official in Thika sub-county, lauded the new strategy, saying it was timely and impactful. Nyambura, who lost a son to the brew some years back, said time was ripe to wipe out of the region the killer drinks. Sometimes you find the youth sharing the drinks and this poses a danger of contracting tuberculosis. That's how I lost my son. This is a fight that must be supported as the situation is bad for all, Nyambura said. Jacinta Siombua, who represented the people with disability, said the disabled were not spared either as they also bear the brunt, some having been visually impaired due to effects of the bruise. Siombua, a Kiandutu slums resident, said slums are a haven for illicit brews and called on the government to stamp its authority and save a generation. As women, we are ready to help raise alarms to the police, of drug peddlers and illicit brewers, she said.